a very good morning.
Good morning.
Who are Byron Energy and how did you start?
Byron Energy is a locally based company, and we started a number of years ago. And what we're looking at as part of our sort of product offering is to reduce emissions from vehicles.
Right. Now, you've got an event coming up.
The event is taking place on the 23rd of April at the Green Centre, Wat Tyler Park, just outside Basildon. For small businesses, commuters, and it's focusing on how to reduce emissions with a focus on vehicles specifically, and in particular how to reduce pollution in rural and in urban areas.
And where is this funded from for people to get grants?
Well, this particular event is self-funded, but if we're talking about sort of grants and the like, we're very lucky that there are a number of local government agencies who will be actually on site on the day who can offer advice and give direction on what kind of grants and funding is available to assist local companies in how to reduce their carbon footprint and emissions.
Now, it's free to go along, but you have to book a place.
Yes, it's all free. You don't have to book. You can turn up on the day. However, it would be nice from our point of view to know how many people are coming, because as you'll appreciate, when you're looking on the website and we see there are zero people coming, it's a little disappointing. So it'd be nice if people reached out to us and say they're coming. But quite frankly, it'd be wonderful to see those who just want to turn up on the day for 10-15 minutes to find out how they can reduce their emissions on their vehicles, and at the same time some of the other benefits of how they can save or how they can improve the fuel efficiency on their vehicles.
Now, this could be for taxi drivers, fleet owners as well. You've also got here for plant machinery, HGV, fossil fueled plant machinery, marine and agricultural vehicles, covering quite a wide base of people that can come along for this.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, this product is designed to actually fit onto a vehicle, a combustion engine. Doesn't matter whether it's diesel or whether it is petrol. The big thing is that on average it's delivering something like a 75% reduction in emissions, which is phenomenal.
Right.
And that's literally straight away that you drive it out of the fitting bay. Likewise, depending on the kind of the vehicle that you're driving and the age, it can reduce your fuel bill somewhere in between, for certain vehicles, 8% upwards of 30%, as I say, depending on the vehicle and its age.
Could that be for somebody that might be self-employed that uses their car for business, could come along to this, or would it not apply?
It would definitely apply to them, and I would actually warmly welcome them and suggest to them, if you have 10-15 minutes, do drop by and say hello to us.
This piece of machinery that goes onto the car, would they have to pay for it? Is there a grant available to get it done for free? How does that sort of work?
No, the individual or the company would have to pay for it.
Yep.
There are different ways of doing this, but subject to advice given by, as say, by the government agency, they can find out how much their contribution the government can actually pay towards this, bearing in mind the recent position of the government to have a very strong position on reducing emissions. And for those vehicles that are slightly older than they would wish, and they're having problems getting through the MOT, or they're finding they're having to replace their filters on their vehicles, this is ideal because it helps to reduce that incidence, so saving money there. Thank you, and I really look forward to seeing everyone come to visit us.